This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. And yes, it is another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us in several different ways. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Wow. What a crazy, wild weekend when you think about it, Mike Wilson. We had the, obviously, Thanksgiving Thursday, and then you had the big event with Tiger and Phil happening on the Friday, and then, obviously, just a bunch of college football and basketball and the NBA, college basketball, you name it, man. It is just absolutely rocking and rolling right now, the sports world, Mike Wilson. Good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy? Yeah.
Good morning, man. Yeah, you are exactly right. From Tiger and Phil and all that trash talking, which was kind of fun to listen to the crazy college football yesterday. I mean, we had a 7 overtime game yesterday, so between LSU and Texas A&M, and you got the NBA, you got the NHL. I mean, we got it all right now, man. We really do.
Yeah, we're going to get into it on the other side. We're going to hang out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll talk some hockey with him, and then we'll take it from there, people. So keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The rumored matchup is now set. November 23rd on pay-per-view, DirecTV, Bleacher Report Live, Tiger vs. Phil, Thanksgiving weekend in Las Vegas.
He's got a great angle here, decent line.
For years, for many years, he's gotten the better of me, right? But Friday night, it's going to be the easiest 10 mil I've ever made.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Make a million, lose a million. That's the way it goes.
Welcome back in, everybody. I'm not so sure it was the easiest 10 mil, but I'm sure it was probably one of the more fun 10 mil that he's ever made. 22 holes, does get it done. Up one over Tiger at that point, and says that, I guess, a lot of the pain from all the victories that he didn't have because of Tiger were healed, I guess, because he was able to beat him in that matchup, that pay-per-view matchup that, frankly, Mike Wilson, I'll be honest with you, I did not watch. I wasn't really that intrigued about, but it took place, and you know what? Good for Phil. Glad he winds up taking home another $9 million, man. He needs it.
Yeah, that's the one thing I kept thinking about, too. I didn't watch it either. I don't know if my interest level just wasn't there. I just didn't feel like spending $20 to watch it. But the trash talking leading up to it and what Phil was putting out there was entertaining to watch. I think this kind of thing was probably 10 years past due. It's kind of like the Mayweather Pacquiao fight. It was a little long. You know, it should have taken place a lot sooner. But whatever. I mean, it was entertaining for people. They had a bunch of money go towards charity with all their side bets and all that kind of stuff. So, I'm not going to complain too much about it.
Hey, let's welcome in our professor of sports, John Poulter, who I'm sure, obviously knew about that. But also, John winds up shooting me all kinds of texts during Monday Night Football because it was such a crazy game. Obviously, the 54-51 Rams-Chiefs game was just incredible. And, John, good morning. Welcome in. How are you today?
Morning, guys. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you?
Pretty good. Can't complain. What was your interest level on Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson? And then your thoughts of that crazy Monday Night Football game?
Well, I turned it on with about 10 or 12 minutes to play, I guess. I had seen some of the highlights, and I think the score was 40-30 at that point. And I thought, well, this looks like it might be a little wild. So turned it on to see the last, I'm going to say, 10 or 12 minutes. And I think that was kind of like an NBA game. All you really needed to see was the last 4 or 5 minutes. I wasn't sure for a long, long time whether I was watching an NFL game or an Arena Football League game, the way they were putting up points. And I just looked at some of those stats, and I kind of feel sorry for Mahomes from Kansas City, because here's a guy who throws for some tremendous yards. I think he threw 6 touchdown passes, and he ends up being the losing quarterback. I wonder how many times in NFL history somebody has thrown for 6 touchdowns and not been the winning quarterback. But I think the thing that I found the most interesting, and as you know, I'm not a big football guy by any stretch of the imagination, I found it rather interesting that going into that game, both teams were 9-1. And at this stage of the season, when you look at two teams that are 9-1, you figure they're there because of defense. So what do we see? We see 100 and some points put up on the board with two teams that probably have been playing pretty good defense for the first 9 or 10 games of the season. It's great for the fans. It's entertaining. I kind of have to wonder who the schedule maker is, though, because the week prior to that game, we had the Giants in San Francisco. And when you look at the Giants in San Francisco's records over the last couple of years, other than the fact that they're in big TV markets, they don't strike you as being teams that would attract an awful lot of fans to the game. So I was a little bit surprised at the scheduling, but they made up for it this week with that Rams Kansas City game. Very entertaining, and for a neutral observer, it was literally like watching an NBA basketball game. Whoever has the last shot at the touchdown or the last shot at the basket is going to win the game. Tremendously entertaining stuff.
Great analysis. John Poulter, our professor of sports. Usually we talk hockey and baseball with this guy, but obviously showing us his versatility. Let's switch gears. Let's get into some hockey. John, it's obviously, I don't know, what about, I'm thinking 23 to maybe 25 games into the season or something along those lines. Not a lot has changed from what we were talking about last week, other than the fact that the Minnesota Wild continue to look impressive. The San Jose Sharks are looking impressive. Nashville back on top. They look impressive. The Capitals looking okay. The Sabres on top of the Atlantic, Tampa Bay Lightning. So that might have been a little bit of a swap between those couple of teams. But the NHL, just like any other sport, to be quite honest with you, it's not a sprint. It's a marathon, John.
It's very much a marathon, and by U.S. Thanksgiving, we're pretty much about a third of the way into the season. As you mentioned, I think the teams have all played somewhere between 21 and 24 games, and 27 is the one-third mark, so we're almost there, and I'm almost on a regular basis, I sit back and think that by the time U.S. Thanksgiving rolls around, you got a pretty good idea of what you got in terms of what your team is showing on the ice, but I guess the first question I have, hands up, anybody who thought the Buffalo Sabres would be in first place overall in the National Hockey League at U.S. Thanksgiving? I certainly got to keep my hands in my pockets if I ask that question. They've won 9 in a row, 9-1 in their last 10, 1 point ahead of the Nashville Predators, although the Predators have played one less game. But I'm very, very pleasantly surprised by what's going on in Buffalo. It's been a long, slow rebuild. Clearly, they're doing things the right way. From a Toronto standpoint, I hope it continues because Toronto-Buffalo is less than 100 miles, so it's basically our local rival other than the Canadians, but Montreal is 365 miles away, so that's more of a traditional rival as opposed to a geographic rival. But it's great to see Buffalo coming up and playing good hockey. They've been down at the bottom for so many years. It's quite a success story.
John, good morning. You know, I look at hockey, and when I watch hockey, you see guys that kind of go down, and I would equate it to, like, flopping. I saw that one of the somebody from Denver or Colorado, excuse me, that was fined for embellishment, which I kind of find funny using that term, but is embellishing or flopping, is that a big deal in the NHL? I mean, is it something that they have to look into even further to kind of clean the game up?
Yeah, I think it's something they've got to look at, Mike. You know, we don't want it getting like soccer where a guy looks at somebody the wrong way, and all of a sudden there's somebody falling down, grabbing his ankle, you know, wriggling in pain, and so on and so forth. And but you know, you have to do something to control it. But hockey is such a fast game; it's very hard to control that for the referees that are on the ice. I don't know how you control it. It is spoiling the game. It is creeping in more and more than it ever has, and maybe we're seeing it more because players are so much faster now than the game is so much faster now than it was 10 or 15 years ago. But it's certainly a trend that we have to see stop. You know, again, we don't want to see it getting like soccer, and I love soccer, but that's the one thing in the game that disappoints me so much. Guys flopping around and the acting. Some of them deserve Oscars for some of the acting that they're doing, but I don't know how you control it, quite frankly. It is a problem, but they haven't found a solution for it yet, and it's certainly something they need to work on and work on it quickly.
That is the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down the NHL right now. Hey, real quickly, before we let you run, what are some of the rule changes that they have implemented that you like?
Well, it's sort of been a gradual thing ever since the lockout season of 2004-2005, and what they've tried to do is get away from some of this close checking and this interference and holding guys against the boards. And, you know, if you go back and watch hockey from the late 60s, the 70s, maybe even into the early 80s until the Edmonton Oilers brought that fast-paced hockey that we now enjoy to the scene, you'll see a lot of times there'll be a face-off, the puck will go back into the corner, somebody will go up and intentionally pin the puck between his skates and the boards, and somebody will pile on top of him, they'll hold it, and then 5 seconds later there's another face-off. That has all gone. It's very foreign now to me to watch an old-time game on a replay network and see that kind of thing happening, and you realize just how much the game has changed. But it's become a young man's game. It's become a skating game. The athletes are in shape 12 months of the year, so we don't have that slow start to the season. And we're also at the point now where in the old days, and I'm going to talk about the old days being the 60s and the 70s and prior, defensemen were generally slower skaters. They were there because they weren't the greatest skaters. They were defensive defensemen. Now a defenseman has to be able to skate, and he has to be able to move the puck. And when a guy's moving the puck out of the zone quickly, the whole game speeds up. So lots of rule changes. Taking away the two-line pass for offside has been a big improvement. It sped the game up a little bit. There's more changes they could make, but certainly we're heading in the right direction. Very much a young man's game, very much a fast game these days.
John Poulter, a professor of sports, appreciate your time as always. We'll catch up with you next week, my friend.
My pleasure as always, guys. Take care, and we'll chat next week.
Hey, give people your Twitter handles as well, John.
It's at 12JohnPoulter.
At 12JohnPoulter. Follow him, people. He is everything you want to know about hockey and, believe me, a lot more. So appreciate your time, John. We'll catch up next week.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Take care.
Good stuff. We'll continue the sports conversation on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. A lot to get into. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
As they scored early, scored on a power play, taking the air out of the building, and here's Watson, scores! Watson with a sharp angle shot that beats Hellebuck. It's 3-0.
Coming with speed late, Mikko Rantanen. His shot disrupted by Manson, and it skips wide. Getzlaf shuffles it ahead, 2-on-1. Manson and Kasha. Kasha, scores!
This is Dorf on Sports.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now.
800-932-5517, 800-932-5517, 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
He'll run out of the pistol now. Fromm in the shotgun. He moves Nauta from right to left. Tennessee's defense shifts. We hand it to DeAndre. Starts left, cuts back right across the grain. 10, 5, carrying people across the goal line. Touchdown!
Ohio State at Maryland's 5. Give to Dunno. Haskins keeps it, runs it himself. Haskins leans and fights his way into the end zone for a touchdown. His third rushing touchdown of the day, Dwayne Haskins. A 5-yard run that has given Ohio State their first lead of the day.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can always get at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. Just got done with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Talked to him a lot about hockey and a lot about baseball, usually threw in a little of the other stuff going on too, because John's well aware of things. And speaking of that, you can always check us out. Hour number two is all NFL, dedicated to all NFL talk. We break down the games. We get into some of the things that are going on in the NFL. So keep it close. That's all hour number two, about a half hour away from that. But Mike, as you know, and I know, we heard the highlights. We're going to talk some college football, and Ohio State does beat Michigan. So that's an interesting game in the sense of what does that do for Ohio State to get them back into the title, the championship race, probably knocks Michigan out at this point. Oklahoma, wow, that was a really interesting game with them in West Virginia. I mean, wow. Again, another game that you're wondering, what do you do with Oklahoma now? And then Notre Dame pulls off a tight one against USC. Obviously, Clemson and Alabama win. So what happens with the shakeup at the top? And then I do want to get into what you were involved with, which was the Territorial Cup with Arizona State and Arizona. And then we do have to talk a little bit about that LSU-Texas A&M game. Those were some of the highlights, at least in my humble opinion, from the weekend of college football. And obviously, a great Thanksgiving weekend of football, Mike. But give me some of your thoughts on some of the things that I brought up, and you can start anywhere you'd like.
and that's a lot of choice right there, my friend.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, as far as the rankings go, I'll start there. Alabama, Clemson will stay the same. Notre Dame will stay the same. The one team that you kind of left out in terms of, and I know it wasn't on purpose, but, you know, everybody wants to talk about Ohio State now and how they manhandled Michigan yesterday. Everybody was talking about that Michigan defense. Well, that Michigan defense didn't show up at all yesterday. And got work. The one team that people tend to forget about right now is Georgia. Georgia is number five. I would think Georgia probably creeps into that top four ahead of Oklahoma, ahead of Ohio State. Georgia has 8 wins over bowl eligible teams. That's a pretty good, you know, that's a pretty good stat right there for Georgia to kind of make their claim to get into the college football playoff. So with that being said, there was a lot of great football. I mean, I don't know if you caught the Washington State game. That was all just blizzard snow and,
yeah.
And it knocked Washington, you know, the Huskies knocked their rival out of any chance of creeping in to that college football playoff on the road, and they earned their right to the Pac-12 title game. But, you know, let me ask you this. I mean, what does your top four look like? I mean, after Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, who goes into that four spot? Is it Georgia? Is it Oklahoma? Is it, you know, and how far up does Ohio State climb?
Well, again, I think that's, you know, I think that's the big game right there. Ohio State wins pretty emphatically. Dwayne Haskins has right. A really unbelievable football game. The 6 touchdowns, 396 yards, puts himself in that Heisman Trophy seat. If you ask me, I believe he should be there when that opportunity comes. But ultimately, I really think, you know, that they should beat Michigan on their home field. So I think that Ohio State, they lost very early in the season. I think that helps them to a certain degree. Do they catapult and jump over Georgia? Do they jump over Oklahoma? I don't know how the committee is going to look at things, but with the strength of schedules, I would have to think that it's going to be very, very difficult for them to decide who gets that number four spot. So I don't know who to put in there either, Mike, but I won't be surprised if Ohio State somehow jumps up to number four. I just won't be surprised. So could you make an argument for Georgia? Sure. Could you make an argument for Oklahoma? Could you maybe make an argument for Ohio State? I'm sure you can, but they'll have their numbers. They'll have their system of how they figure these things out. And somebody is going to, the way that it's set up right now, again, I think we've talked about this. 6, maybe 8 teams would be the ultimate number. At 4, you're probably still going to leave somebody out. It's better. It's just not perfect yet. And I don't know what it's going to take for it to become perfect, but maybe this is a move in that direction. If you have, you know, a couple of teams that are 11-1 and somebody's left out, maybe at this point it'll be too much and they'll have to expand the playoff a little bit.
Yeah, you would think that they probably would. Personally, I like the 4-team playoff. It just makes every game so important. And to me, winning a national championship should be a tough thing. It's just, you know, not everybody gets a participation trophy kind of thinking with this. But you would figure at some point, I mean, the money is so huge in college football now that they would expand it. I mean, they did it to the college basketball tournament a few times. So
yeah.
I think that's coming down the pipe at some point. But, you know, Ohio State's going to, you know, I think for me, and I'm with you, it wouldn't surprise me if Ohio State ends up being in that 4 spot, but that's going to be a tough sell to get over Oklahoma and Georgia who have, like you said, and that I agree with and that I think, they have equal arguments as to why they deserve yeah. to be in the top four. And let's not forget, I mean, Georgia's probably going to end up playing Alabama in the SEC championship game. And then depending on what happens there, then maybe you get down to the argument of Oklahoma and Ohio State. But
yeah,
we got to see how all this plays out over the next couple of weeks with the Power Five championship games.
Good points. All right. So real quickly, let's touch on Arizona State, as you were at the game down in Tucson. 41-40 was the final. U of A's on top 40-19. ASU never quits. They somehow figure out a way to get the victory for Herm Edwards. They go 7-5. U of A left on the outside looking in of a bowl game because they needed that game. So makes ASU's year, ruins U of A's year.
Oh, absolutely. And turning the ball over in the last like 8 minutes of the game, 7 minutes of the game for U of A, just killed them. I mean, I came up with a term last night I can't use on the radio, but yeah, it was an unmitigated disaster for the Wildcats and Kevin Sumlin last night.
Yeah, too bad. They were controlling the game. They're dominating the game, but ultimately they lost the game. So doesn't matter if you dominate and control things if you wind up getting the L instead of the W. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little NBA. We'll talk a little bit of college basketball maybe. So keep it close. A lot still to come. And again, hour number two, all NFL. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. We'll be right back.
But it was incomplete. So 3rd and 9. Here's the Dogs. Pressure coming. The ball knocked out of the hands of Fromm. Picked up by Nauta. He's running 30, 25, 20. Near sideline, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, touchdown, Isaac Nauta.
This is Dorf on Sports.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
I tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reigns Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network.
Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at rohproshop.com
on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to rohhonorclub.com.
rohhonorclub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Not getting the yardage you used to? Try some Blue Emu Continuous Spray or Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream now. Stop throwing Hail Marys at relief. Both are non-greasy, fast-acting, penetrative pain relief that works effectively to get down deep to the source of pain. Safe to use daily. No burning, no stinging, never greasy, and always odor-free. Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink. Available at retailers nationwide.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
He's trying to get free. They throw it into Porter. Porter kicks it out of the corner. Open look from Meeks. He hits it. Tie game with 2 seconds remaining.
Lob up top. Booker to Ayton. And a quick slam gets us started.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Going to switch gears. Talk a little NBA basketball. With Mike Wilson, I'm Andy Dorf. And yes, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can get at us. Give us a call. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out that website as well, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, Mike, so the NBA looks, I'll be honest with you, man, it looks quite different than it has for several years. I mean, Golden State, yeah, they're good, but they're not as good as they have been. I mean, let's be honest, 14-7. Relatively pedestrian for them. I think this is a surprise and a shock. The LA Clippers are in the second spot in the Western Conference. The Memphis Grizzlies are in the third spot right now. And the Denver Nuggets are in the fourth spot. You have Portland all the way down to the fifth spot. I'm not too surprised about where Oklahoma City, the Thunder are. The LA Lakers have crept up into the seventh spot. They've won three straight. They've had a pretty good, solid last 10 games, something like 8-2 in their last 10. And then the Sacramento Kings are in the eighth spot. And teams like the Pelicans, Houston, San Antonio, Utah, Minnesota, all playoff teams from last year, on the outside looking in. Then you have in the Eastern Conference the Toronto Raptors, who we all knew were going to be very good. Now with the addition of Kawhi Leonard, obviously playing very good basketball, them, the Toronto Raptors. The Milwaukee Bucks might be the shocker to a certain degree, a little bit of a surprise to some in the Eastern Conference as they're in the second spot. Philly in the third spot. They've been playing a little bit better since the addition of Jimmy Butler, but the one thing that they do need to really figure out is how to win on the road. The Indiana Pacers are in the fourth spot, Detroit in the fifth spot. You have to go all the way down to the sixth spot to see the Boston Celtics, who people thought were going to be pushing Toronto for the best record in the Eastern Conference. So, and then the seventh spot is Charlotte, eighth spot is Orlando. And then it gets pretty ugly there after that because those teams are few games under 500. But very interesting the way that the NBA looks right now, Mike Wilson.
Well, you look at the whole NBA, and it looks it like there's some parity, man. Everybody talks about how tough the West is, and the West is this, and the West is that, and you hit the nail on the head with Golden State. Like, they're good. But, you know, they've kind of been bit by some injury bugs a little bit with Steph Curry. And it's kind of made them look, you know, a little beatable.
And the issues with Draymond Green and Kevin Durant, that hasn't helped things either.
Right. So, you know, you take a look at the East and, you know, Jimmy Butler is, you know, for the Sixers is playing well. He's probably going to add something to the Sixers lineup and try to help those two young studs that they have mature a little bit. And then you look at my Celtics and they are right now, they are a big disappointment because everybody thought that they, like you said, they're going to push the Raptors for the best record in the East. And right now they are very, very average, very, very mediocre. And I don't know exactly what the problem is. The defense is not as good. The offense is just pathetic. I don't know what happened to Jaylen Brown. Tatum can be hit and miss right now. So there's some issues going on in Boston and Stevens has to get a hold of that. And then, you know, your Bucks. You know, like I said, they are a little bit of a surprise. I mean, I made, you know, the argument in an article on fansided.com that the Bucks could be the surprise team in the East in terms of even winning the East. But, you know, we're still only 19, 20, 21 games in. So, you know, that'd be a little premature. But they're playing well, regardless of, you know, losing to the Suns the other night. But, you know, there's a lot of interesting stories in the NBA right now.
No, I agree. But see, I think that you hit on something. And when you play the Suns, who are the worst team in the NBA, maybe them, the Atlanta Hawks or Cleveland, I guess you could make the argument there that those are your teams that right. are the worst. You're not as up to play those teams, you know? I mean, I'm sorry, but that's just the truth. So every now and again, let's face it, man, these guys are all professionals. So there may be a difference in the talent and all that, and there may be a difference as far as what should or shouldn't happen. But that is why they play the games, and every now and then those teams that shouldn't beat you do bite you. And if you wind up losing by one game or two games, you know what? You can look right at those games right there and say, wow, those are games that we let slip by. But with that being said, not only do the Toronto Raptors have a better record than the Golden State Warriors at this point, but so do the Milwaukee Bucks. And that to me is pretty interesting that the two best teams – as far as records go, are in the Eastern Conference, not the Western Conference right now. And again, I think that people were very quick, like you said, to say that the West was going to be so great and that the balance of powers have shifted greatly. And this is going to be just so dramatic. And, you know, the East is going to be terrible and they have no chance against the West. Slow way down, people, because the truth of the matter is the East has a chance. Giannis Antetokounmpo is, if not the best player in the league, in the top five. Kawhi Leonard, obviously, when healthy and motivated, this guy's also a top five player in the NBA. And you know what? I think we're up for a really good season, Mike. And now you know, you brought up some interesting things. Can the Boston Celtics figure it out? I think that's something that becomes intriguing. I think another intriguing story would be, do the Golden State Warriors figure out all their problems? You know, I mean, there's something that's been pretty prevalent over the past few seasons when this one thing happens. When Steph Curry is not in the lineup, they are not nearly as good of a basketball team. When Kevin Durant's not in the lineup, they're okay. When Draymond Green is not in the lineup, they seem to be okay. You know, so The real guy that to me is the glue, and it's interesting because everybody thinks it's Draymond Green. I think it's Steph Curry, man. I'm sorry, but that guy is so instrumental and important in what they do offensively, with pushing the ball around to everybody, spreading the floor, spacing. And then I'm sorry, you know, he's not the greatest defensive player, but he does get in the passing lanes. He is able to create some havoc, and they just look a little bit lost without Steph Curry on the basketball floor, Mike.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, the one thing that Steph Curry does, and, you know, if you follow the NBA or you're just, you know, intelligent person, that he does is, like you said, he spreads the floor. He is a threat. You know, his range is in the arena. Once he steps in the arena, he can hit a shot, and he provides that spacing that KD needs to do what he does, that Thompson needs to do what he does, and even for Draymond, he just spreads the floor to a point where they just can't, you know, kind of pack it in a little bit like they do when he's not there. So he is vitally important to what they are trying to do there up in the Bay Area. But, you know, hey, I want to give a little shout out to the Sacramento Kings. I mean, there's a story about a team that is a bunch of young dudes, young, good players that are kind of growing up right in front of us. And the Kings at 10-9, granted, it's the eighth spot in the West, but if the Kings were to keep this going and make the playoffs, man, talk about a pretty good feel-good story for a franchise that has been down in the dumps for, I can't remember the last time that they were actually relevant. So, let me ask you about Houston. Like, what's your view on Houston? I mean, they've just gone, they're at 500, but they're not playing well at all.
No, they're not. They're not playing well at all. I think the West is going to be very interesting to watch all throughout the year. I think, you know, the teams that are in the playoffs right now for the Eastern Conference. I think that those are your teams. I think that, you know, they may kind of switch things around, but I think that the eight teams that are in the playoffs right now, that's who's going to wind up in the playoffs for the Eastern Conference. However, on the Western side, man, I mean, it's hard to think that Houston, San Antonio, Utah, Minnesota, and New Orleans are all not going to be in the playoffs when they were all playoff teams last year. It's just like, it's really, really hard for me to believe that. Memphis, man, I think that that's a great story too, Mike. You know, you're talking about the Kings and the story that is. Memphis, the reason why they were where they were last year is because they were injured. That's pretty obvious now. I mean, you know, they have Conley, they have obviously Gasol. So you have those steady veterans that they've always had, and they weren't on the floor for them that much last season. That's the real big difference there, if you ask me. And there's a lot of cool stories right now in the West. I mean, Denver, will they keep it up? Portland, I think they're probably a little bit better than where they're at right now. How good can Oklahoma City be? And then the Lakers, man, we've neglected them. At this point, I got to say, I'm impressed, because I didn't think that it would come together as quickly as it has for LeBron and the Los Angeles Lakers. I would figure that they needed to make some kind of a midseason trade before the deadline. And I'm not saying that they're not going to, but he's got this team playing relatively well. 8-2 in their last 10 games. Like I said, three straight in the seventh spot. And again, things can change dramatically in the Western Conference with just one or two or three wins in a row. So the LA Lakers playing much better than I thought they would early on in this season, at least.
No, absolutely. And, you know, I still think in the end, that's probably, if the Lakers make the playoffs, that's about where they're going to be in the whole mix of things. I know there's like these national people like Stephen A. Smith that think they're going to go to the Western Conference Finals and they're going to finish in the top three in the West. I just don't see it. There's still another superstar away from really making a challenge to anybody in the West. We haven't talked about Denver. I mean, you know, Denver, I mean, they're 4-6 in their last 10. They're 13-7 overall. They play well at home. They kind of .500 on the road. But, you know, do we trust Denver to kind of keep this going throughout the season? I mean, that's going to be the telling thing is does Denver have enough to kind of keep it going and finish in the top four to get that home court advantage going into the playoffs? And then there's the Clippers. They're going to make a play for Kawhi, I'm sure, in the off season if they finish well. And Kawhi's story of wanting to go back to L.A., you know, that might be a thing that we want to keep our eye on as well. So, like you said, there's just a lot of intriguing stories right now in the NBA.
Yeah, no, it's definitely been fun. And I think the Clippers right now, you know, them being in the second spot, I think is a great story, is a tremendous story, something that people probably – no way that people would have thought they'd been this good. Obviously, they've lost a lot over the past few years, from CP3 to Blake Griffin. They've obviously DeAndre Jordan. So again, man, there's been a lot of changes there, and there's a lot of guys that people don't know on that team that are getting minutes and being very productive for Glenn Rivers. So interesting stuff going on in the NBA, man. And obviously fun to talk NBA with you, Mike Wilson. I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Again, hour number two is coming up here pretty quickly, people. And it's all about the NFL in hour number two. So keep it close. We're going to come back. We're going to wrap up hour number one and then get into what's going on in the NFL. Because as we know, it's been a long, long week. Started on Thanksgiving and it's going to roll through Sunday. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Terry Rozier, alley-oop, and Horford throws it down. Al Horford with the slam. And the lead back up to 14. Shot clock at 5. Kevin Durant way outside. Delivers! Kevin Durant from downtown. It's a 6-point game.
This is Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Our friends at Transatlantic Real Estate have created a unique investment opportunity that combines legal marijuana and crowdfunding. Now, after you let that sink in for a second, think about the growing momentum around legal marijuana in this country. It's been all over the ballot. If you are an investor, there has never been a better time to get in the game. However, as markets grow, so does the barrier to entry, which means it will take millions, if not billions, to invest, not to mention the risk of starting a new venture. That's what makes this opportunity so special. Transatlantic Real Estate is different. They buy land that supports marijuana grow operations and lease it to licensed, high-paying tenants. Did you get that? You're investing in the landlord of a licensed marijuana farm. The best part is, they're using crowdfunding to make it easy for the average person to get in before they take the company public. So, for a limited time, you can invest as little as $300 up to $10,000. To invest, go to marijuanastock.org. That's marijuanastock.org. Get in the game. Do it now.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Thanksgiving weekend edition, to be honest with you. Welcome back in, everybody. You can always get at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out the website, dorfonsportsradio.com. Obviously, hour number one has flown by, as it always does. Hour number two dedicated to all NFL, so stick around for that. But Mike Wilson, man, oh, man, hour number one, cruising by, just flying by, man. We didn't even talk any college basketball. I mean, Duke loses. What a crazy event that was. Gonzaga gets it done. First time Duke loses in Maui. I think we're up for another. College basketball is going to be fun too, man. I think there's going to be a really, really fun college basketball season. Villanova not off to the greatest start. We'll see how they do. So get ready, buckle up, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Duke is the Golden State. Everybody's taking a shot at. That's their national championship game. So, you know, having Duke as the kind of the hated team, it's going to provide a lot of fireworks moving forward.
Look out for those Rock Chalk Jayhawks of KU, baby, because they're pretty good this year, too. A nice win for Tennessee for them over the weekend, too. But a lot to get into in the whole wide world of sports. But hour number two coming up, and it's all NFL. So keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump's support of Saudi Arabia, despite a CIA conclusion that the country's leadership was involved in the killing of a Saudi journalist, isn't sitting well with some Republican senators. Nebraska's Ben Sass on Fox News Sunday.
Our intelligence community is really good, and the report is really clear, and the president should be stronger. That was a weak statement.
As much as a foot of snow in the forecast today, National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orevec on where you'll find it.
Currently, the storm is affecting the middle part of the country with heavy snowfall across parts of northeastern Kansas, southeastern Nebraska, getting into northern Missouri and southern Iowa, and we expect that snow to continue to spread eastward, pushing towards northern Illinois, especially the Chicago metro area.
The European Union has approved Brexit, allowing Britain to leave the European Union. In Brussels today, British Prime Minister Theresa May says the next step is approval by Parliament, and she urges a yes vote within the next few weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump has asked the Supreme Court to bypass a federal appeals court and hear a challenge to his policy that bans most transgender individuals from serving in the military. Former Navy SEAL and transgender advocate Kristen Beck tells CNN people need to take action.
You say you support LGBT, you support African American, you support all these rights and all these people, you support transgender people, but you don't do anything. So stand up. You know, start calling your congresspersons, start calling senators, start making phone calls.
The president's policy would require people to serve only if they do so according to the sex they were assigned at birth. It's been blocked by district courts across the country. President Trump ends his Thanksgiving break in Florida and heads back to Washington today. In tweets, he's called on Mexico to stop caravans of Central American migrants from trying to reach the U.S. border. He also admonished the Federal Reserve over interest rates and congratulated himself for falling oil prices. Russian warplanes attack rebel-held areas in northern Syria today after rebels launched a poison gas attack on Aleppo. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Saturday's protests in Paris over rising fuel taxes leave nearly two dozen people injured, including at least four police officers slightly hurt. Police used tear gas and water cannons on the thousands who gathered in Paris protesting the leadership of President Emmanuel Macron. A report written before this year's deadly California wildfires suggests that climate change will bring many more natural catastrophes in the future. Chad Hansen, who leads the Sierra Club environmental group, tells CNN the report makes one thing clear.
Impacts are happening right now to communities and to ecosystems. And this report from government scientists and staff all across the country is an unequivocal statement that climate change is real and we need to take it seriously.
Senator Ben Sasse tells Fox News Sunday climate change is a world problem, but the Paris Agreement is not the answer.
The U.S. needs to have a long-term investment and innovation strategy, that's true. But things like the Paris Climate Accords tend to be more binding on us than on other nations, and so that's not good for the U.S. consumer, and it's not a long-term solution.
Texas A&M 74, LSU 72. No, not a basketball score, a college football score. It took seven overtimes for the Aggies to pull out the win. Texas A&M quarterback Kellen Mond says it was a wild game.
Definitely a crazy game, but those are the type of games that we live for. We knew coming into this game it wasn't going to be easy, and their defense definitely put up some major challenges for us, but we showed as a team that we're never going to quit, and we did that for four quarters and way more.
For USA Radio.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the globe. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports. Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Wow, man, oh, man. I can't believe it, Mike. I absolutely cannot believe it. NFL, week 12. Are you kidding me? I can't believe we have 5 weeks left in the regular season. It's absolutely unbelievable. It's crazy. It's wild. But, wow. Game started on Thursday. And obviously, they're going to continue today here on Sunday. Mike, it's just obviously so much fun to talk NFL football each and every week with you, brother. How you doing, man?
I'm always doing good when I'm talking sports with you. But, yeah, the NFL season is flying by. I mean, it just seems like it was opening weekend just yesterday. So let's get at it. Let's talk about these games, bro.
I agree. Get at us, people. 1-800-878-7529. Unbelievable. Week 12, NFL. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. and check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's PredictSports.tv. Watch, predict, win at PredictSports.tv.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Get it in here! I got one thing to say. This is when the big dogs come out. Stay on board, okay? Can't roll the big dogs. Stay on the board.
Steelers with a cover two shell in the back as Olsen comes in motion from far to near. Newton has the snap, fades back, swing pass out of the backfield. McCaffrey caught 15 to the 10, the 5, touchdown, Carolina.
Mayfield under center, play action fake, Baker back, Baker getting rushed, Baker rolls right, fires Higgins up, caught it in the end zone, touchdown!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. Mike Wilson is alongside me, Andy Dorf. Again, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can always get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. Mike Wilson is Pigskin Opinion. I'm Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. What a wild week already when you think about some of the things that have happened. The Bears go on the road on Thanksgiving to beat the Lions 23-16 without their starting quarterback. Chase Daniels gets it done for them. That was relatively impressive, to be quite honest with you. If you're not buying into the Bears, maybe you should to a certain degree. I'm not saying that they're going to win the NFC by any means, but they're not a bad football team, people. The Cowboys beating the Redskins 31-23. Again, another team that had to do it without their starting quarterback. Colt McCoy started for the Redskins. Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, those guys get it done. And Amari Cooper, what a day for that kid, man. Two touchdowns, 180 yards, eight receptions. I'd call that a pretty good day, man. Good day at work. And then the nightcap. The Saints pretty much took care of business on the Falcons right away. The final score is 31-17, but the Saints are rolling, man. That's a 10-1 football team, and I don't see how they're not in the NFC championship game. I just don't see anyone that can slow them down. And truth be told, I don't see anybody that can slow down the LA Rams, who, by the way, that was a fantastic Monday night football game. The highest Monday night scoring football game, them and the Chiefs, 54-51, the third highest scoring game in NFL history in general. So it wasn't your typical or what people like to see, Mike Wilson, when it comes to defensive battles. This was an offensive juggernaut. This was fun. This was exciting. This was seriously, like watching a basketball game, and who did have the ball at the last possession, you felt pretty good about them probably going on and scoring. So we've had ourselves a heck of a treat throughout this week of Thanksgiving with the games on Thursday. And then, like I said, the way it started on Monday was just incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I have to say anything more. I think he hit everything on the head there with these games. And I'm with you. I'm probably a little late to the game with Chicago, thinking that they are a good football team. But they are a good football team. And with that defense, you know, anything's possible when you got a good defense, because defense travels, you know, for teams that want to make that or take that next step. And I'm totally on board with New Orleans. I mean, you know, Drew Brees, are you kidding me? Is there any pass? Is there anything that guy cannot do to get his team a victory? I'm with you. I don't know how they don't make it to the NFC championship game against the Rams. That Monday night game was just sick. I mean, it was just points, 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 defense be damned. It was, you know, I think in the history of the Monday Night Football, it's one of the highest rated games of all time for them. So, you know, people paid attention to that. And I think people were paying attention and anticipating that game to kind of live up to the hype. And it's one of the few games that gets all the hype that actually lives up to that hype. And it was great, you know, it was great to see Goff and you know, as you say, Mahomie go at it. And you know, it just makes you anticipate the playoffs that much more.
Patrick Mahomes, man, 6 touchdowns. The guy loses the game. Yeah, just an amazing performance. Like, seriously, just both ways. There wasn't much defense. However, with that being said, both defenses did score a touchdown. So they did mix in a couple of stops, but for the most part, it was a track meet up and down, and it was just it was a lot of fun, man. That's all I can say. But
yeah.
Also, another thing to think about here, and I don't know how serious they need to be taken yet. Let's continue to watch. But the Dallas Cowboys are now in first place in the NFC East. So they do seem to have figured things out a little bit. And I mean, it's not really that difficult. It's not rocket science. Feed Ezekiel Elliott the ball. And then Dak Prescott, you got to make a few plays here and there. And now that you have Amari Cooper, who looks very motivated to go out there and prove people wrong, I think that the Dallas Cowboys have figured things out to a certain degree, Mike Wilson. And again, I'm not saying, again, you've heard my thought. I think it's the Rams and the Saints playing for the NFC Championship game. But I hope it gets interesting. I mean, I hope it's not as boring as I'm going to make it sound, to be quite honest with you. So I hope teams like Dallas and I hope teams like the Bears do have something to say about it, and they don't make it easy on those teams.
No, and you're right in terms of the Cowboys maybe have, or they're in the process of figuring this out. I mean, you mentioned Amari Cooper a couple minutes ago and the game that he had. I mean, now Dak has a legit number one guy that he can go to. I mean, I think all season Dak has been missing Jason Witten, the great Cowboy tight end who's now in the booth for Monday Night Football. And you know, every quarterback's best friend is the tight end. And right now, or at least up until they got Amari, he was missing that guy that he could count on to kind of be his release valve. But now with Amari Cooper and the speed that he has and the game that he has a guy that it is quite obvious that he is having a lot of trust in right now in terms of throwing the ball to him. So, you know, there's a lot of positives moving forward for the Cowboys, as much as it hurts me to say that because I am not a Cowboys fan at all. But let's face it, when the Cowboys are relevant, it's better for the NFL.
That's debatable. That's definitely debatable. But, hey, speaking of greatness, let's just go around all of the games that are going to be played today. You have the Jaguars playing the Bills. Not really an important game. Both those two teams are 3-7 at this point. Browns and Bengals are going at it. Bengals absolutely need a victory here, and they're going to have to do it without A.J. Green again, if I'm not mistaken. So speaking of, you know, Amari Cooper and that great wideout that he's can be and obviously was for Dak Prescott on Thanksgiving, A.J. Green, Andy Dalton needs that guy on the field, and it's been struggle since he hasn't been on the field. Patriots play the Jets, and they're going again without Sam Darnold. So McCown's going to get another start for them. The Giants are playing the Eagles. The Eagles have got to be a desperate team. The Giants have got to be a desperate team. That should actually be a fun game to watch. 49ers, Buccaneers, I don't think much at stake there. Seahawks and Panthers. Seahawks helped themselves with that victory over the Packers, so they got to keep things going. Panthers have kind of been on a little bit of a downward trend. They need a rebound. Raiders play the Ravens. Cardinals play the Chargers. That's a game for the Chargers to get better because they suffered a bad loss last week. So and the Cardinals suffered a bad loss again. So just the hits just kind of keep coming. Steelers play the Broncos. That should be a fun matchup. Steelers have things rolling. We'll see if they continue that way. Dolphins and Colts. And the only reason that this is intriguing is because the Colts have seemed to figure things out here, man. Andrew Luck, is that guy the comeback player of the year? I think so, personally. And then the Sunday nighter, Packers and Vikings. If the Packers have any hopes of making the playoffs, they absolutely need a victory in Minnesota at U.S. Bank Stadium, which is going to be tough because the Vikings also need a victory if they want to make the playoffs. So definitely getting down to the time of the year, Mike, where games are very, very important. And speaking of important, I hear the music. That means we got to take a quick pause for the cause. So we're going to do that. We'll continue on the other side. We're going to rap about what's going on in the NFL some more. So keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Cone splits wide right. Trubisky rolling that way. Keeps his eyes downfield. Throws a little low, and it is Anthony Miller in the end zone.
And Mahomes is in the gun, moving from left to right. Arms outstretched, shotgun snap, fakes the handoff, drops back three. Line drive throw in the back of the end zone. Backpedaling, falling down, chest high catch. Tyreek Hill covered heavily in the back of the end zone and literally looking at his quarterback, facing him as he was backpedaling, leapt and caught and pressed the ball against his chest. That's a 25-yard touchdown pass. Mahomes to Hill. Here comes the extra point, and the Chiefs are on the board for the first time.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Precision, and Michael Thomas has his aim dropped in beautifully by Drew Brees.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition, talking all NFL as we do here in hour number two of the program. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website too, dorfonsportsradio.com. Mike Wilson, before the break, I threw you a question, and we're going to bring on one of our favorite callers of all time, Mitch in Santa Monica, here as well to get in on the conversation. But I did say to you that I thought Andrew Luck is probably at least my comeback player of the year. Do you have anybody else in mind, or does Andrew Luck just kind of walk away with this thing?
Oh, I think Andrew Luck walks away with this thing. I mean, considering the type of injury he had, considering how long it took him just to get back to throwing a football or holding a football for that matter, that's what he is doing this year. And granted, he has a couple more weapons. He has a little bit better protection, so he's not ending up on his back. I mean, he absolutely walks away with this thing. I mean, if it's anybody else, I would be shocked.
I agree. Let's welcome in Mitch from Santa Monica here on the Dorf on Sports weekend edition, obviously talking NFL. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. What's going on, Mitch, in Santa Monica? How you been, brother?
I'm doing just great, my brothers from a different mother. So great to talk to you guys again. Happy Thanksgiving. I got to tell you, I am so thankful and grateful for Dorf on Sports with Mike on the side there.
The end this weekend, just a wonderful, wonderful time. So great talking to you guys again.
Hey, if you can, do me a favor. Just pick up your phone. It's kind of hard. Yeah, hey, do me a favor. Pick up your phone. It's a little hard to hear you when you put us on speaker. But what's that? Are you there?
Hello?
There you are. Yeah, there you are. Hey, what do you think of Andrew Luck this year, man?
Andrew Luck is, you know, you can't bet against that guy. I mean, he's, you know, you drop that guy on in L.A. or actually, you know what? He becomes an MVP. You drop that guy in New Orleans, he could be an MVP. I think he's the real deal, Andrew Luck.
Yeah, I like Andrew Luck, man. Hey, what do you think of Lamar Jackson and that performance that he had? It looks to me like Joe Flacco will probably be out, and they're going to go with Lamar Jackson the rest of the way. Do you think that he has the goods to maybe lead the Ravens into the playoffs?
I think I don't know. I don't know much about Lamar Jackson. I don't know if anyone really knows. I mean, it's a lot of, you know, it's like what happened in Chicago. With Trubisky out there, do you think they're going to same goes for them? You know, when a backup comes in, we'll see what happens. But I do, there is a topic I would like to talk to you guys about, Andy, if you don't mind. And
no
you guys,
problem.
In the last segment, and it was actually the beginning of the week, and that most incredibly edge-of-your-seat, riveting, exciting football game that I've ever experienced that I hope I never see again. I mean, that was the most incredible thing, and you had the perfect storm of two high-power offenses with intelligent quarterbacks, intelligent head coaches, and understanding that in the first quarter when the refs were hanging out all these ticky-tack defensive fouls, they knew they had a chance to pounce on it. Now, everyone says, you know, there wasn't defensive play. There was plenty of defensive play in that game. The defense was there and sitting waiting for mistakes. Whenever there was a mistake, and we saw defensive scoring.
Yep.
That happened. But basically, it was a Pro Bowl. Do you realize that the most points scored in a Pro Bowl was 107? I mean, this is second only to that. I mean, everyone loves, and you can relate to this, Andy, everyone loves an overhead smash in tennis. You know?
Sure.
But if Nadal and Federer were going at it, and every point ended with an overhead smash, it would get kind of boring. You want to see ground strokes and people driving and volleys and things coming up from the net back and forth. You want to see home runs in games, but I don't want to see 10 of them. I want to see a couple, two, maybe, or the walk-off. We love slam dunks, but I don't want to see every time down the floor being a slam dunk. I love the long ball. Everyone loves seeing the throwing long ball, but not on every play and everything going on. It just was incredible to see. Let's see it once. And we'll see what happens. But it would totally expose the NFL on where it's going, the direction it's going with these new rule changes, that something has got to be done. I mean, we started with the travesty with Clay Matthews early in the year. That sort of now backed off as we saw over the weekend. There were plenty of sacks in which players landed on top of QBs that weren't called. But the defensive backs not being able to touch or actually play defense was completely exposed. And these two wonderful teams took advantage of it and gave us the most entertaining game that anyone's ever seen.
Speaking of entertaining analogies from you, from basketball, baseball, tennis, you brought them all into play to the football world, and I actually think they work. I'm not joking, man. I actually think it's pretty creative on your part. But with that being said, I feel like you're complaining about the way that the game is, and I'm wondering why you can't just move on and just appreciate the fact that things are different, guys play different, the game is different. We can't compare today to yesterday. It just doesn't work, man. So ultimately, what you're going to wind up doing is making yourself get frustrated instead of watching the beauty of the game that is today and not thinking about the game that was yesterday.
This is the National Football League. This is not the National Arena Football League. This is tackle football. This is where we tackle guys. This is hard, smash-mouth football. I mean, I have no problem seeing an NFC North tractor pull. You know, and people get frustrated with that. But, you know, they've always said defenses wins championships. I guess
hold
not
on a sec,
the NFL.
Though. Hold on a sec. You said earlier that there was defense played. And ultimately, what won out was the fact that, you know what, guys were trying to make plays and they were calling things so that the defenses had to back up. So what you said was, is it opened things up for the offensive-minded coaches in Andy Reid and McVay to go out there and let their quarterbacks go out and make plays under the circumstances. So again, I'm not quite sure I understand what you're complaining about, because you alluded to defense being played, then you alluded to how the offenses seized the opportunity because of the way that they were being officiated. So again,
the only time defenses were actually played was when the offenses made mistakes, underthrown balls, fumbles. Okay, you remember there was only 172 yards of rushing. Why? Because they could pass the ball and they didn't want to have an opportunity for fumble.
Okay,
and when there was a missed block, on the line, you were able to get a sack.
Okay, but at the same, hey Mitch, listen. That's also these quarterbacks taking advantage of two weak secondaries. I mean, if you look at how New Orleans was able to beat the Rams was to take advantage of that secondary. If you watch the way that the Green Bay Packers were able to make it interesting and probably should have beaten the Rams the week before the Saints were able to get it done, they took advantage of that weak secondary. So, look, man, you can say that there was or there wasn't defense and that the NFL is soft and this and that and the other, or you can just say that, you know what, like you said, again, in your comments that you originally made, two coaches that are very, very solid, have good offensive creative minds, and two quarterbacks that are playing fantastic football that took advantage of the situation. I'm up against it, man. I'm going to let you have a quick final word in 30 seconds or less.
I love you guys, man. I am so thankful for your show every Sunday morning and the weekend wrap-up Sunday night. Happy Thanksgiving. Have a great football day and the rest of the season. I can't wait to talk to you guys next week. That's my take. That's my final
good breakup. good stuff. Mitch in Santa Monica, welcome back to the program. We miss you too, bro. So keep calling, keep giving us your thoughts and your opinions. But man, oh man, dude's complaining. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back and do what we do, which is analyze the games that are going to be happening today. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Jackson, 32 to the end zone. Caught. That was Chris Moore with the 7-yard touchdown from Lamar Jackson.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now. and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055. Text JOIN to 44055.
Over there. They're not your friends. You don't go over there and shake hands, smile, hug their neck.
Let's knock them on their backs, butt them in the mouth, knock their ass in the dirt. That's what we got to do.
We got to stop that buddy ball. Smash everybody in the mouth. Take the running backs to the stands. Run up in the stands and slap their mama.
So what do they dial up on third and 10? T.J. Jones goes left. Luke Wilson goes left. Galladay goes right. Zach Zenner in the backfield to the right of Stafford. 5:19 to go in the game. Clock will start on the snap. We're tied at 13. Play clock at 2. Matthews got it. Blitz comes. They pick it up. Stafford throws. It is end zone. Caught! Oh, baby, what a catch! Kenny Galladay, you're a freak! What a catch!
Well, without a huddle, under 5 minutes to go now. As he fires, caught it into the end zone for a touchdown. Aldrick Robinson.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Talk to the hand.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, myself, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Talking all NFL as we do here in hour number two. And again, we're always live each and every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then again, you can catch me late night, NFL Rewind style, on the Sports Overnight America program. That is starting also at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So check me out late night. Check me out early morning. We got you covered before and after the games. But Mike, speaking of that real quickly, the playoff picture right now as it sits, the New England Patriots in the AFC East leading, obviously the Steelers leading their division, the Texans leading their division, Kansas City leading their division. So they're all in. The Chargers would be the number one wild card because they're 7-3. And then you have a cluster of teams that are all 5-5, whether it's the Titans, the Colts, the Baltimore Ravens, the Cincinnati Bengals, and the Miami Dolphins. So that second wild card in the AFC is going to be very interesting. In the NFC right now, it's the Dallas Cowboys, who we talked about a little earlier, the Chicago Bears, who we talked about a little bit earlier, the New Orleans Saints, who we talked about earlier, and the LA Rams, who, again, we talked about earlier. In the hunt right now and leading, at least right now, would be the Carolina Panthers, who are 6-4 at this point. The Redskins are in the mix as well. They're 6-5. And then other teams that are in the mix, Minnesota would be in the mix. The Packers in the mix, I guess, at 4-5. But their game with the Vikings is going to be critical, obviously, for them. And then the Seahawks are 5-5. So right now, the playoff picture is relatively clear. But again, it could get a little bit more cloudy as we continue the weeks that are to come. But anything that surprises you out of those division leaders or kind of the playoff race in general, Mike?
Nothing really surprises me too much. I'm really interested today in this Packers-Viking game because it's Packers-Vikings. I mean, come on, let's not kid ourselves there. But it just has so much on the line for both teams in terms of the playoff picture. It's going to be intriguing to watch today.
I'm shocked about the Jaguars. I'll be honest with you, man. I think that right. is one of the most shocking things of the season. Such high hopes. People really thought that they were a pretty good football team. They're in the cellar. And then in that same division, I think, you know, the Texans winning seven straight games right now, I think that is a really, really cool story. And New Orleans on the other side, how they've won 10 straight, I think that's pretty fun. And I think that both of those teams play huge factors, huge roles in what happens in the playoffs for their respective conferences. The Steelers have got it rolling. I think what they've done without Le'Veon Bell is pretty fantastic. I think that the MVP race, you know, at one point was all about Patrick Mahomes, and now it seems like Drew Brees has catapulted himself above everybody with the amazing things that he's done throughout the season. But I think that's a three-headed race with, you know, Mahomes, Goff, and Drew Brees. And you could probably put Tom Brady, on the outside looking in, depending on how things finish out for them and everybody else. But truth be told, man, I think the reason I'm bringing this up is because the caller that just called us, Mitch in Santa Monica, I mean, I'm sorry, but you have to face it. Like, at a certain point, man, this is the new NFL, and these are your new stars, and people have to move on from yesterday, don't they, Mike? Yes or no?
Oh, absolutely. You got to move on. You got to realize that as we get older and we root for our teams, that there's things that change about the NFL or the NBA, and that we just have to accept. It's just a different game, and if you can't accept change, then you're gonna be stuck back in the past and thinking that this new brand of football is so much worse than it was in the 80s or the 90s or, you know, whatever era you're talking about.
Yeah, I just, it's like, come on, man, move on with the times. Don't complain about things all the time. All right, so let's run through the games today, brother. Jaguars and Bills are going at it. I don't want to spend too much time on this. I'm going to take the Jaguars because if you lose to the Bills, that's one of the more embarrassing losses. And again, the Jaguars have been such a disappointment. So maybe they can finish on a positive note and win a few games in a row. And what a start it would be with the Bills on your schedule. So Jaguars are going to get a victory against the Bills on the road.
Yeah, Jackson all day today. Jacksonville, yeah.
Browns and Bengals in a game that is relatively important to the Bengals. They've got to win to keep themselves in the playoff hunt. So I'm going to say the Bengals figure out a way to beat the Browns, who are improving, definitely improving. They've gotten better, but they're still the Browns. So let's go with the Bengals in a must-win situation.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Bengals at home. I mean, they, like you said earlier, they'll be missing A.J. Green, but they still have just a little bit more talent than Cleveland. But, I mean, look, if Cleveland pulls the upset, they got four wins, man. When's the last time we saw Cleveland with a four spot in the W column? So, but I'll take Cincinnati all day.
I think it's been about 5 years that, you know, you can add all the games together since they've had four wins. But the Patriots playing the Jets, they got to go out without Sam Darnold. So McCown, though, you know what, he showed last year that he's gutty, gritty, and he can make plays when he has to. But I would have to think that the Patriots win this one going away, to be quite honest with you, Mike. So I like the Patriots probably by double digits.
Yeah, I'll take the Patriots. I mean, you can be gutty and gritty all you want, but you still have to go up against Brady and Belichick and all that, you know, that New England mystique. So New England all day.
Giants and Eagles. Eagles, you know what? They've been disappointing. Giants have been disappointing. Seriously, like, this is a matchup of two underachieving teams. I'm going to say that the Eagles figure out a way to put the playoff hopes of the Giants to bed as they are trying to win, you know, all their games in a row. And I think they've won a couple, three in a row since then. So they're out of it anyway, but really put them to bed. The Eagles and the Eagles somehow keep themselves kind of afloat, but still on the outside looking in. So I like the Eagles.
Yeah, Eagles by double digits today.
Niners and Buccaneers. Buccaneers, I think that they'll figure out a way to beat the Niners. I mean, again, I don't think there's a lot riding on this game. So other than who's going to have a higher draft pick, and in that case, you probably want to lose, but pride does set in. So I'm going to say the Buccaneers win at home, man.
Yeah, me too. It's just like just rubber stamp the ditto on our picks here today. But yeah, Tampa Bay at home.
All right, the first meaningful football game of this day is the Seahawks and the Panthers, at least that we're talking about. Both these teams looking to make the playoffs. The Seahawks got a huge victory last week. Panthers have been struggling a little bit, but they're going back home. I kind of like the Panthers in a close one. I think this is going to be a fun game to watch, actually. So Panthers win a tight one against the Seahawks.
Yeah, I think Carolina is too. The only thing with Carolina with me is you're just not sure which Carolina team is going to show up, because some weeks they look brilliant. Other weeks they kind of look, you know, not so brilliant. But that front seven for Carolina is no joke. So I see Carolina's defense stepping up to the challenge against Russell Wilson today.
Raiders and Ravens, I like Lamar Jackson to keep it rolling against a Raider team that's cashed it in long ago. So I know they beat the Cardinals, but they've cashed it in many, many weeks ago. Ravens all day.
Yeah, Ravens all day as well.
Cardinals and Chargers, it's kind of the same thing here, man. Chargers are playing for something. Cardinals aren't. I'm going to take the Chargers all day long here.
Yeah, Chargers all day long. They're going to just beat up that secondary for Arizona today at home.
Steelers and Broncos, I think this is going to be a close game, but I like the Steelers to pull out another tough, gritty victory on the road. So I'm going to say Big Ben gets it done. They figure out a way to beat the Broncos, who it's going to be cold, but the Steelers are used to that as well. So Steelers get it done on the road against the Broncos.
Yeah, Steelers have figured it out. They're rolling. They've moved on from Le'Veon. They found his replacement. They're happy with him, with Connor, James Connor. I think Connor has a big day for them today in Denver, and Pittsburgh wins it.
Speaking of rolling, Colts are rolling right now, and I like Andrew Luck as the comeback player of the year. I think they get it done over the Dolphins. So I like the Colts at home at Lucas Oil Stadium to be above 500, and I don't think that we would have thought that 3 or 4 weeks ago.
No, I totally agree with you in terms of not thinking that it was possible for the Colts to be where they're at today, and I think the Colts get it done. I think Andrew Luck, who's one of my favorite quarterbacks, I think Luck passes for 350 plus today and gets it done against Miami.
All right, Sunday nighter, Packers and Vikings. Packers need a victory to keep their hopes alive. They would still be 500, which is bizarre, 5-5-1, which would be the same record as the Vikings. And in the division, I think that would help the Packers out quite a bit. And again, still a lot to be decided in the NFC as far as who does make the playoffs. So both these teams should be desperate. They're both in the hunt. U.S. Bank Stadium in Minnesota. I think we had a tie the first time around. Somebody's got to win this game, man. And I don't usually do this, but I'm going to go with the Packers, somehow pulling it off on the road, keeping the playoff hopes and dreams alive, and figure out a way to beat the Vikings, who haven't been that great this year either. Defense has been underachieving. That's usually been their strength. And Kirk Cousins hasn't been all that in a bag of chips. So I think the Packers get it done on the road in Minnesota.
Man, oh, man, you and I just can't disagree on anything today. I'm gonna roll with that bad man up in Green Bay to win a close one at U.S. Bank Stadium.
I mean, look, they just got to. That's like one of those things where it's certain things have to happen, and this is one of those things that have to happen. The Packers need a victory. They've had some close calls. They've had some really bad plays that have made them lose football games. So I think that if they can put it all together and play a complete football game, they're really not as bad as their record. So let's see them do that for the first time in a long, long time, and maybe for the first time since they beat the Bears in week one when they were down a bunch of points and figured things out and put it all together in the second half. So I hear the music. We got to take a quick pause for the cause for the final time. And as we do each and every week, we're going to come back with parting shots. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Duncan is to the right. And now Jeffrey's left. Moon with time. Throws. Touchdown. And again, it is Ernest Givens.
And of course, for the upstart 49ers, they're 6 yards away from Pontiac. Third and three.
We'll see a pick of some kind on the right side, possibly.
Montana looking, throwing in the end zone.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reigns Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events, out-of-print compilations,
50% off pay-per-views,
and more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at rohproshop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to rohhonorclub.com.
rohhonorclub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today as we are live each and every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can always catch me late night starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. But as we do each and every week at this time, it is parting shot time. Mike Wilson, you are up, my friend. What's up?
Hey, I would just like to give a little shout out to the Washington State University marching band. They stepped up when the University of Washington band, their bus on the way to the Apple Cup, flipped over and they could not be there. They learned the Husky fight song and a couple other Washington songs that they could play during the Apple Cup game just to help out and to make the Apple Cup enjoyable for everybody. So big shout out to the Wazoo band.
Good stuff there. My shout out is just to a great week of sports that we have been gifted, and just an amazing Thanksgiving weekend that I got to spend some time doing things that I don't normally do, which is relax, because I'm always on the go for the most part with my life. So truly, I enjoyed the fact that I was just kind of able to relax and take in a lot of sports, and obviously going to continue to do that here on Sunday watching more NFL. So for Scott and Mike Wilson, I'm going to say peace. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Guess what?
What? What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.